Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph. And we're in the middle of a discussion about the proper intention that one should have while one is tanning the hide in order to make the cloth the required type of parchment for tefillin. So we learned in yesterday's shir, Tov Lahotzi Bisifosov Bitrilaso Ibud Shuma Abdo L'Shem Tefillin. Proper way when you start the tanning process is to say L'Shem Mitzvah Tefillin, when you put the, we brought down yesterday, when you place the hide into the solution of sid, of lime, in order to remove the hair, that is the optimal time. The Mishnah Berurah had brought down that we don't say this at the very start of putting it into the water to soften it. That is not called a dayin ibud. That's not part of the tanning process. In Dirshu note number 43, we'll start today, finishing up from where we left off yesterday, he brings down the Chazon Ish, who says that the kavan of the Mishnah Berurah over here is that this would be inadequate, af im sharon b'mayim l'shma, even if you placed it in the water and said, l'shem mitzvahs tillin, lo mo'il l'inyan hemshecha ibud, lo mar kol osal das rishona hu osa. This would not be adequate if you didn't say it again, l'shem mitzvahs tillin, when you put it into the solution of lime, then it would not be adequate that you said it at the beginning of putting it into the water, because that's not the start of the tanning process, and you require, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish says, that it should be the start of the tanning process, that you're saying it's l'shma. However, the das of the Chazon Ish himself is, im sharon osa b'mayim l'shma, that would be good, because we have the principle that sov tchilas avodah hi, this is really the start of the processing it, and we say by the initial event or the avodah that would be sufficient for the rest of the avodah throughout. In Dirshu note 47, he brings down that in regards to sirtut and in regards to the smoothing out of the parchment from the original roughness of it, that these do not require the obligation that it should be l'shma. However, he brings down the das of Bnei Yonah that it would require even there for the hachliko, that the smoothing out of the hide, it should be l'shma. However, in regards to the ritzuos, in blackening the ritzuos, the Ramah does bring down that does require that they be blackened l'shma when people do blacken the tefillin straps, as we'll see later on in this simon, that one should go and say l'kshem mitzvahs tefillin. The Bir Halacha does point out that there are achronim that are machmir even for the sirtut to do lishma, and he says v'nochon lochush l'divreim al kol parim l'chatchila. One should really, at all of these phases, say l'shem mitzvahs tefillin in order that there shouldn't be any concern that there are some shittas that you might not be hitting by doing it not l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. Finally, in Dirshu 47, he brings down that in terms of the removal of the hair, if you're doing it by hand, the chilo ka'or l'shnayim, or the cutting of the hide into the two parts we talked about yesterday, the chustus inner part and the cloth outer part, when you do that, the Chazon Ish says, everybody agrees that doesn't absolutely require that it should be done l'shma. Now the Mechaber continues and he says that this ibud that you're doing l'shem tefillin, he says, oh, l'shem sefer Torah. The original thought process can be that you're making this hide into a parchment that would be able to be used for a sefer Torah. However, that would work then for tefillin, but im ivdu l'shem mezuzah possible, if you did work it with the intention that it should be for a mezuzah, it would be no good. And this is because we have a principle, malin b'kodesh vein moridin. So if you intended to go for a sefer Torah, that would also include the potential for using it for all other types of usages. But tefillin have more kedusha than a mezuzah, and therefore if you intended it for a mezuzah, you can't go and then use it for tefillin. And this is clearly explained in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mechavav, where he writes, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is Chamura Mitvillin, and therefore, Ubechlal Mosayim Manah. We have the concept that within 200 there's 100. So if you had in mind that it should be for the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, Alachas Kam V'Kama, that certainly would include it for Tvillin. And he says, V'afo Pike, nevertheless, Mutu L'Shanos L'Tvillin Mezuzos, even though you had it for the higher level of Kedusha, one is still permitted to go and use it for the lower level kedusha of tefillin or mezuzah, after kedushasum kala mimenu, that is okay. However, avol dvar chol osur l'shanoso, but to use it then for a mundane purpose, for a non-holy purpose, to use it to write a novel, that would not be acceptable. Dirshu note 44 explains this, that the Magen Avraham writes, apol pishe moridim kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala, kan mutu b'nish enu el hazmona. Here, it never was designated actually as a Sefer Torah. It was only designated to be used for a Sefer Torah, and that's not called really lowering the kedusha. However, we'll see the Halacha Berurah brings down, if you started to use it for a Sefer Torah, then you certainly shouldn't use the remainder of the cloth to even make tefillin or mezuzahs, although b'dieved there are those that are makel and say that it's good, but certainly one should not use it for mundane purposes at all. The Mishnah Berurah does explain that if you wanted to, you can make a tnai at the beginning and say, Im hisna beferish betchilas ibud, and at the very start of the tanning process, if you say, I want to make this over here to be, say, for Torah or tefillin or mezuzahs, shei mutu l'shanoso af l'dvar chol, oz mutu l'shanoso. But he says, I want to reserve the right to use it for mundane purposes, then one does have the right to do so. Hanochon, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shein hagu kein hasofrim l'chachila. And he says, this is what all the sofers should do l'chachila. They should make a tnai over here. The eis shemisimin ha'oros l'sochasid. At the time that they put the ore, the hide, into the lime solution, and they should say, Ani no sein oros elu l'tochasid l'shein kedusha sefer Torah. I am putting it in here to use it for a kedusha v'sefer Torah if I want to. However, I make the tnai, bani masna, I make the tnai, shikeshe erdsa she'ucha l'shanosu l'chol dover. If I wish to, I can go and change it to any other usage, which would include, of course, tefillin and mezuzos, and even a mundane thing. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says is the optimum way to do this. But don't do, he says, v'lo kimoshin o'ago ha'sofrim shomrim, don't do what many sofrim have the custom of saying, that they're doing it l'shem sefer Torah, or they say l'shem tefillin, or l'shem mezuzos, or l'shem dvar rishus, a mundane thing. Because in this situation, does mistapkim ha'achronim mahani, here you have a machlokas, is this good now or not? And he tells you, look in the Bir Halacha, and he explains in the Bir Halacha, because then you're now encountering over here a machlokis of Brera. Brera is retroactive designation. Does my saying something ultimately go back in time retroactively to make that determination at the original time that I did it? So in this situation, we're only retroactively determining at the time that you decide to write a novel on this parchment that you didn't use it l'shem kedusha, or when you decide to write tefillin or mezuzah on it, that you're using it for that level of kedusha rather than the sefer Torah. That's breira according to some, and breira, since this is a mitzvah daraisa, breira doesn't work according to most poskim for a din daraisa, as the Bir Halacha writes, tam deba daraisa kaimalon ein breira. However, according to others who say that this requirement for doing ibud is not a din d'oraisa, it's only a din d'rabbanan, he says, like the prima godim, you could be maybe makel over here, b'di'evet, but certainly that's not the ideal situation. In Dirshu note 45, he points out, Avshim yishane v'yaseh mimenu tefillin. He says, if you originally started out saying, I'm making this for a sefer Torah, and then you made tefillin out of it, it ultimately turns out, Shemishtamish beklav shelo over lishma, that this process was for a sefer Torah, now using for tefillin, it never was made, la'olam lo ibdu l'shem tefillin, it was not made for tefillin, so how can you use this? So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shekdusha Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzos Achasi, that really there's one level here of Kedusha, even though the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is more than Tefillin more than Mezuzah, it's the one category of Kedusha, L'shem Kedusha Stam. The Nimtza, Stam meaning here, not Stam, the word Stam, but Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzos. The Nimtza, Kishi'ibi, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, Hachamura, and therefore when you made it with your mind that you would be able to use this for a Sefer Torah, that includes in it as well Kedusha of Tefillin, Hakala Mimeno. In Sivkot and Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you had in mind for a mezuzah, it's not good for tefillin. And he says, V'lo mahani rak l'mezuzah bovad, dikdusha saw kala mitfillin. You only, if you had in mind for tefillin, for mezuzah, can only use it for mezuzah, but you can't use it for tefillin because the tefillin have more kedusha, and if you have in mind for just a mezuzah, that's not a high enough level of kedusha to then use it for tefillin. However, v'mibed l'tefillin, if you intentionally tended for the purposes of tefillin, then you're allowed to mahani after the mezuzah. Then you could use it for a mezuzah because that's a lower level kedusha besoch masayim mana that we include in the larger amount, the smaller amount. So for the high level of tefillin, you also certainly can use it for a mezuzah. However, in this situation, if you had the ibud in mind to do the tanning l'shem tefillin, lo l'sefer Torah, it would not work for sefer Torah. Similarly, im ibed ha'or l'shem ritzus, if you were working and tanning the hide over here in order to fashion from it the ritzuas, the straps, lo mahani lichtov parshos olav. You're not allowed to go later on, change your mind. If you then change your mind, then instead of making it into straps, you made it into a parchment, that would not be good as well. Dikdushasun chamura, because the parchments of even mezuzah have more kedusha than the straps of tefillin. And even to go and change it into making it into the batim of the tefillin rather than the ritzua, the kedushasun chamura mi ritzua, that the batim have more kedusha than the ritzua, and therefore that's also not allowed. The Mechaber then writes in Siftes, Im ibdu eino Yehudi, if a non-Jewish person did the tanning process. So we have a big machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Mechaber brings down, according to the Rambam, the Rambam posel, it would be no good. Afilu omar lo Yisroel la'abi l'shmo, even with the Yid standing over him, telling him, do this l'shem mitzvah tefillin, it would be no good according to the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah will explain why. However, according to the Rosh, Ulaha Rosh, kosher, im Yisrael omid al gabo v'siyo, according to the Rosh, it would be good if a Yid would be standing over him and assisting him, which the Ramah then says, Hagor kitzas b'ibud, he has to assist him a little bit in the tanning process, and then this would be acceptable. It would qualify as being done l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. What is this machlokus over here between the Rambam and the Rosh? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chav Ches writes down, the Sfira Leila Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Akum Osa Adaita the Nafshi. When a guy does this, he's doing it for his own purposes, and he's doing it for his own reasoning. And even though V'afa Pisha Akum Omer Shushum El Yisrael, even though the Akum is saying, yes, I hear what you're saying, Reb Yid, and I'm going to do it what you say, that's not good enough. Ein Piv V'libo Shavim B'zeh, his heart and his mouth don't necessarily agree, and you have to assume the worst, that he's not doing L'shem Tefillin. If you don't do it L'shem Tefillin, then it's possible. That's the opinion of the Rambam. However, Abul Harosh Svirulei, the Rosh holds the Kivan Shu'omid al Gabo, Bitchila, Be'esh, Shemesim, Oros, Laso Chasid. Since you're standing over him right at the moment when he's putting the Oros into the Sid, the Omerlo, and you're telling him, She'id name Oz, Laso Chasid, Lishwa, please put this into the Sid, L'shem, the mitzvah of making the Tefillin, V'lo Bo'inon HaKavon Shal Akum Lazeh, you don't need the Akum's intention for this for a long period of time. Rock base Regan is Sinosim Lasid, only for that second that he's about to put it in, because if he said, as long as you have the intention at the beginning that's good, it carries on through the rest of the tanning process, even if that process takes several days. So therefore, the Akum listens to him for that short period of time, and the Nostam Adaita Dehoch, and therefore he's putting it in, and it's L'shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, and it's good. So the Mishnah Berurah is basically saying that the Akum's Machshava over here works because it's for a very short period of time. We can assume that he did it correctly. In Dirshu footnote 49, he brings down the Chazon Ish doesn't agree with this. The Chazon Ish says that his Akum's Machshava is worthless over here. However, how does this work then that it's good according to the Rosh? It's acting as sort of a shlichus over here. Mo'ila machshavas halishmo shal Yisrael atzmo. It's the Yid's machshava here that's working. Machshava the Akum lav klum hi. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avolam Yisrael ha'omid al gabo chishev b'libo levad l'shma. If the Yid standing over him doesn't express anything, he just thinks in his mind, this is going to be l'shem mitzvah's tefillin, but he doesn't say this to the Nachri. Lo mahani, then it wouldn't be good. The Nachri's machshava, then according to Mishnah Berurah, it's the Nachri's machshava for a short period of time that works over here, that would be nothing. V'afimu orelo b'feirish, and even if he told him at some other point in time, do this l'shem shemayim. Kol she'omid mirachuk, if this was from far away, ve'eno malamdo, and he's not standing over him, lo mahani afilo rush. This would not be good even according to the Rush. And the Ramah said he has to assist him kitzas bi'ibuda. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes writes, afilu im lo sio rak biso fa'ibud. This would work, this assistance, even if it wasn't at the beginning, if it was at the end as well. And even if it wasn't by himself, he did it with shutvis of the Akum, it still would be kosher because this is still somewhat assisting him. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'koze l'mitzvah bi'alma. This is really l'chatchila, this is the ideal way to do this. Technically, according to the Rosh, as long as the guy did it with him standing over him, telling him to do it, l'shma, that's good even if he doesn't assist him at all. Afilu lo sio klal. Because the Akum Adaito the Yisrael Hamitzaveyu Lasos Lishma Ove. Because the Akum is doing this with the intention that the Yid put into his mind for that short period of time to put it right into the Sid right now, so that is the das that's necessary, and even if the Yid doesn't assist at all physically, that is still acceptable. In the Shar HaTzion, in Sivkot Mamed Hei, he brings down that this is the opinion of the Shach, the Bach, the Olas Tome, the Knesset Sekdola, the Magen Avraham, the El Yeraba, and the Biur of the Gra. All of this is according to their understanding of the Rosh, as opposed to the opinion of the Ponim Meiros, who's Machmer and says that if the Yid doesn't assist at all, the Rosh would say that it's no good. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion writes that the best thing is still for a Yid to do this. You shouldn't rely upon this unless you really have no choice. And he explains, because you also have Tosfos that holds like the Rambam, that you need to have the Yid doing it, and therefore it's not ideal to even rely upon this of the Rosh. And so certainly you should try to assist somewhat, and this way you get the best of both worlds. The Ramah concludes and says, V'chein no'agin, and this is the proper way to do this, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed says, Haminav l'fi divrei ha'achronim l'chatchila tzorech li'os kach. This is the ideal way that one should go and do the tanning process. She'yosim ha'yisrael bi'atzma ha'oros l'soch ha'sid. The Yid himself should try to put in the oros into the solution of Sid, l'shma, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, and then, v'yomel ha'akum, she'kol sha'ar melecha su'ibot she'yasu yaseh gamkin l'shma. And then all the rest of the processing that the Akum is going to be doing without the Yid standing over him, he should tell him, this is all being done l'shma. And then anything that the Akum does afterwards, to take it out of the Sid, to switch it around, the Sakno, the Ain Sarach Od Lamud Agabal Yisayo Od, the Yid doesn't have to be standing over him. If the Yid did it, this at the beginning and didn't then, he doesn't tell the Goy anything. The Prima Gadim writes that Tzorich Iyun Bezeh. That already he's not sure. All the other stuff that the Akum is going to do, that doesn't have any Lishma on it. The Prima Gadim does bring down that the Beis Yosef and Yoredeya would say that this is kosher, even according to the Rambam, but the Bach would be Oser. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, and the bear of the Gaon Maram Benet on the Mordechai, he says, Yesh l'halka b'dieved. One could rely upon b'dieved that this still is good if the Akum did it. Furthermore, but if the Yid assists him a little bit at the end and finishes it off, and he didn't say to the Akum at any point in time that you should do this lishma, that's no good at all. The Messiah ain't b'mamish, because here he's assisting, you didn't do anything, it was all done by the Akum, so just your little bit at the end, that doesn't help. Bahani Mili, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. She said, "Gemara ibud lo aso biatzmo rak b'siyum ha'akum." That's only if you did nothing at the end, other than help him a little bit. Avolim Gemara Yisrael biatzmo below siyum ha'akum. But if you finished it off totally on your own, not assisting the akum, but you did it on yourself. For example, Hotzia Yisrael oros ben asid kodem shenigma ribudin. You took it out before it was done, and then you put it back inside. You flipped it around. Then the Taz and Yerudea and the Maram Bennett are both mekilim b'zeh. And one can rely upon this. You don't have to be complaining about this. And he goes through this in more detail in the Bir Halacha. We'll conclude today's shir over here. We'll leave for discussion for tomorrow to finish up on what about making this done with machines through various mechonos hachashmali. What would be the din in this? This has ramifications in terms of making shmura matzah in machines, etc. And we'll discuss this in Yitzhashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.